From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A British Prime Minister, Theresa May, said Wednesday she reached to the conclusion that Russia was culpable for the attempted murder of former spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter. Expelling 23 Russian diplomats from Britain is just one of the actions May is proposing in response. During a UN Security Council meeting, UN Ambassador to the United States, Nikki Haley, also said the U.S. believes Russia is behind this, and she prodded the UN to take action.
Now one member stands accused of using chemical weapons on the sovereign soil of another member. The credibility of this council will not survive if we fail to hold Russia accountable.
Russia has denied any involvement in the poisoning, and before May's statement, the Kremlin warned that British reprisals would be met with a firm Russian response. The Skripals, meanwhile, remain hospitalized in critical condition. Experts are analyzing what impact President Trump's decision to replace former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson with CIA Director Mike Pompeo might have on the president's plan to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. While Tillerson has often been an advocate for diplomacy, Pompeo has taken a harder line on the Iran nuclear deal and on the leadership of North Korea. Korea experts and other foreign policy analysts disagree on what impact having a new chief U.S. diplomat will have on the likelihood that the summit will even take place. The United States is rejecting as laughable and patently false Iranian allegations that American troops in Afghanistan support Islamic State militants. Citing intelligence as well as eyewitness accounts, Iran's former minister said that U.S. helicopters were seen rescuing and airlifting IS militants. This is VOA News. Thousands of U.S. students walked out of classes mid-morning Wednesday to protest the lack of congressional action to combat gun violence in American schools and also to remember those killed in a mass shooting last month at a Florida high school. This comes as members of the U.S. House of Representatives approved the bill to improve school safety. Ted Deutsch is a Democratic congressman from the state of Florida.
We know what we need to do, and I am committed to taking any step to getting any new policy across the finish line that will make our kids safer. This bill, the Stop School Violence Act, is a good bill.
John Rutherford is a Republican congressman from the same state.
And this is why this bill invests in early intervention and prevention programs in our local schools, so that our communities and law enforcement can be partners in preventing these horrific acts from occurring. We need to give students, teachers, and law enforcement the tools and training they need to identify warning signs and to know who to contact and provide them an anonymous tip source to provide that information.
The bill now heads to the U.S. Senate. U.S. President Donald Trump maybe about to take a direct shot at Chinese trade.
One retail lobbyist told Reuters they're concerned tariffs could include items that call for intensive labor in China. That would equal pricier back-to-school basics like T-shirts, jeans, and shoes. And the biggest worry, China might push back. While last week's proposed tariffs on metals are seen as trivial for Chinese trade, experts say moves to target the country directly risk a harsh response from Beijing. The metal tariffs have also left Trump isolated from allies in places like Europe at a bad time. A source in China told Reuters there's been a clear effort by the U.S. for half a year to recruit allies against Beijing to tackle issues like abuse of intellectual property. Now the question moving forward is, if China retaliates, will Washington retaliate back?
That's Reuters' Grace Lee reporting. One of the biggest Bitcoin exchanges has struck a rare deal which will allow it to open a bank account with Britain's Barclays, making it easier for UK customers of the exchange to buy and sell cryptocurrencies. Large global banks have been reluctant to do business with companies that handle Bitcoin and other digital coins because of concerns they are used by criminals to launder money and that regulators will soon crack down on them. While European Union leader Donald Tusk has called on U.S. President Donald Trump to maintain long-standing transatlantic relations that have been increasingly strained since Mr. Trump announced stiff trade tariffs on imported steel and aluminum, the president is still maintaining the tariffs are necessary to protect U.S. security. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.